This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of our pals from Talk Media News. Joining us is Luke Vargas. I used to say, it's Where in the World is Luke? He's taken over that mantle from Where in the World is Waldo. So, Luke, where have you been these days? I know that you certainly have, we've seen you travel from Paris this year into some other spots as well. You've been to some really interesting, I'd say, hot spots and certainly places of note. So what's going on in the Luke Vargas world?
Been a little quiet lately, but I am planning a trip to coincide with the inauguration. I'm thinking maybe there's no more interesting place to be when Trump takes over than China. So that's on the table as a possibility to see, you know, of course, he's made enough headlines in the foreign policy world without even being in office. Let's see how fast he is out of the gate. I mean, if they're making big decisions day one through five, I want to be in places where those decisions might be having an impact.
Exactly. And that's one of the things to ask you about, of course, Donald Trump's phone conversation with the president of Taiwan. Supposedly Bob Dole was the intermediary here and made this sort of thing happen. And it was definitely hyped. But how did the Chinese react to it?
Well, their reaction has been, I think, rather subtle compared to some of the complete hysteria that has been circulated about what the implications are here. Of course, were Donald Trump to pursue a real change in U.S. relations with Taiwan, that could be incredibly consequential. I mean, that's one of the few issues that China would probably go to war over. That said, I think they realize that he did break from basically precedent, but he would need to carry out a number of deliberate rebukes of China, coordinated steps over the long period of time to actually cause something of an existential crisis in Beijing. And it looks like they're extending the leash on Donald Trump a bit, taking something of a wait-and-see approach. There was some speculation. You know, we did see the Chinese currency sort of take a nosedive on Monday. And now we're being told that was a glitch, that basically people were reading into that, oh, man, is China devaluing their currency in response to Donald Trump threatening a change in Taiwan policy? A lot of people were reading into that, saying, oh, this is a great way for China to respond to his threat to the trade war. I think all of that was hype. We have not really seen any dramatic decisions from Beijing so far. I think they, again, are looking at the way Donald Trump's team wasn't even on the same page about this. There were some of his spokespeople who, after the phone call with the Taiwanese president, went out in the press and said, hey, this is no big deal. We didn't mean anything by this. You know, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. There were other spokespeople who were saying, yeah, this was deliberate. We were trying to stick it to China. So that to me reveals that, yes, it was a consequential gesture, but Trump didn't tell his own people what they should think about it. So it's probably safe to say he didn't really understand the consequences of his actions either.
Yeah. And as you know, everybody's pretty much been running to New York. It's the reporters occasionally seeing, well, not occasionally, but seeing who's coming in and out of Trump Tower. And we've seen a lot of names and a lot of faces go up the elevators for Secretary of State. What do you think happens there and who's on the short list for real?
Well, I have to say, I mean, if you look at the conventional wisdom about appointees, the person who hasn't been talking the most, that it may be the most serious. If you sort of go by the way this typically works, you think John Bolton, the former UN ambassador under George W. Bush, could be in the running. I would also just comment a little bit on the names that have been added to the hunt this week. John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, and a man named Rex Tillerman, who is the chief executive officer of ExxonMobil, which is a very interesting pick, someone that Donald Trump says he admires quite a lot, that this guy really knows the world. He knows the world because he has struck dozens of major oil exploration contracts with foreign governments. This is one form of overseas engagement. He, in fact, has known Vladimir Putin since the Yeltsin years. A number of American foreign policy commentators have said there is nobody in the United States who has had more more FaceTime with Vladimir Putin than Rex Tillerson or Henry Kissinger. So that's an interesting name to see at this late date, someone in the business community who also has, quote-unquote, foreign policy experience. And as for Huntsman and Romney, on one hand, I'm tempted to say this is, he's like trolling these guys. These people, the Huntsmans and the Romneys have had political beef. He's basically scripting this whole audition process that they're passing each other in the hallways of Trump Tower. And one wonders, I mean, have these new voices that have come on to counsel Donald Trump in recent weeks really convinced him that he wants a squishy moderate to be on his team? Or is this all just some sort of joke they string these guys along? So I would say Bolton, Rex Tillerson, and I would kind of play down the likelihood of either John Huntsman or Mitt Romney actually getting this.
Yeah, my sources say the same thing. I completely agree with you. It makes no sense to me, really. I think it's part of the whole parade thing. The EPA, who do we know, or what do we know about the guy that Trump seems to be picking for the EPA?
Yeah, this is confirmed now. Scott Pruitt is the Attorney General of Oklahoma. If you are tapped into the environmental movement at all, and I am very much, and I guess I almost take back that phrasing, there's a pejorative ring to saying someone's environmental activist or into environmentalism. The people who just care at all about this issue hate Scott Pruitt. He basically laid the legal framework to carve up Oklahoma for the fracking industry and, as some people say, turning it into earthquake country as a result. He has repeatedly, his big claim to fame with the EPA is he sued them time and again over their right to regulate air and water restrictions. Back on several occasions, the New York Times found that the letters he was sending to the EPA condemning their actions were verbatim copies of lobbying pitches that the fossil fuel industry used on him. So he was just sort of a conduit of fossil fuel interests. It's a scary pick. He wants the federal government out of the business of regulating air and water pollution. And suffice it to say, anyone who knows anything about the environment realizes these are not issues that can be dealt with on a state level. Emissions are global, let alone national, and they should be treated as such. So this is a worrying pick, but very much in line with what Donald Trump has said about the environment. So this could come as a surprise to anyone.
Yeah, it's so interesting to watch how this is all unfolding. And you mentioned that you're going to be there for the inauguration. As I've asked everybody this, but I imagine people are hitting you up for tickets too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've got one with my name on it, but I don't have a big envelope full of them. So I have to direct everybody to someone else to see if they want to get in. But I think it'll be interesting to watch it there. I'm really interested to see how this is how this goes overseas, and maybe I can dash out of the U.S. the day after the inauguration, but it will be pretty fascinating to see which are the first foreign policy steps that this man takes. Because, again, nobody cares about foreign policy until something really bad happens.
Yes.
I have an sneaking suspicion that, not to predict demise here, but that there could be pretty, consequential things that occur almost right away in the administration, and it's going to be an amazing journey, hopefully, for the better.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's going to be interesting to watch from the sidelines, and I think foreign policy does matter. You and I both agree on that, but it seems to get pushed off to the side until something happens, no question about it. Luke Vargas, always a treat to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about another pick of Donald Trump's to head the Small Business Administration. She packs a punch, and she's been a guest on this show. There's your big hint. Hang with us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To say about some of the choices for Donald Trump as we talk about transitions here and this new cabinet and his administration. And one of the picks is a former guest on America Tonight. We had a fabulous conversation. In fact, she was talking about empowering women and how women needed to dig deep in business and things needed to change. And she, in fact, had formed a group with two other women who are pretty powerful in different arenas. And President-elect Trump said Wednesday he's going to nominate Linda McMahon, the co-founder of the WWE pro wrestling empire, to be the head of the Small Business Administration. And he said, you know, my America First agenda is going to be bring back our jobs and roll back the burdensome regulations that are hurting the middle class and small businesses was the whole thing that he certainly ran on, or at least a little piece of it, as we know. And the McMahons absolutely do follow the, believe it or not, they had no money, started a small business. I mean, for goodness sake, Vince McMahon, and she and I talked about this, cracked rocks. He was working in a quarry forever, juggling jobs as they were having a baby with no money to make ends meet. And they grew the WWE into an incredible, obviously, worldwide entertainment vehicle with over 800 people who work for them and whatnot. So she is very passionate about business and certainly small business. As I mentioned, we had that conversation where we talked heavily about that. She unsuccessfully ran for Senate in Connecticut in 2010 and 2012, and she was definitely a supporter of Trump's for his presidential bid. She founded the WWE with Vince, who I mentioned. And McMahon has been a big financial benefactor of Republicans in a lot of the elections, recent ones definitely, including Trump. She donated $6 million to a pro-Trump super PAC. If you looked at the election records, it would show that. But anyway, I can't imagine there'd be a lot of problem with her nomination. It doesn't seem likely. So she could be, you know, the person who heads that up. And I think it's an interesting choice, but I actually think it's a really good choice after knowing a little bit more about this woman and knowing what they did to grow their empire and what they've done to also help other people with jobs. I would say great choice. It makes complete sense to me. As much as we could pick apart some other choices, this would not be one of them. Not be one of them. Hey, speaking of money, 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 we haven't talked, and we're going to start bringing this back again. You know, a lot of times I've talked about the market, and I know we're at the craps table throwing dice down the table when we talk about the stock market, but so many of you, whether you invest in gold or invest in something else, whatever it is you've invested in, even if you have a little tiny piece of pie, you want to see it grow. And so, especially if you have a 401k, if you're lucky enough to work somewhere where you have a 401k and you're getting some matching monies or whatever, it's interesting what's happened in the stock market. The stock market rallied Wednesday and continued a pretty big run. The Dow soared to about 300 points and then jumped to another record closing high. So the rally was pretty broad-based, as they say. The S&P 500 Dow and the Russell 2000 also had nice high records. The Dow jumped 1.6%, so to a giant close. And the small stock, Russell 2000 is what it is, gained not quite a percent, almost there, though, 0.9%. That's an all-time high, so that was pretty big. It's interesting to watch to see what's happening on Wall Street, because, you know, part of the criticism of Trump was Trump gets in there, you're going to see the stock market go kaput, tank because of the uncertainty. But it hasn't been that way. The conversation leading up to the election and like the days right after it, but then that completely switched around. So pretty interesting to see that phenomenon as that rolls and what happens when he officially, you know, is sworn in and whatnot, et cetera, and what direction the stock market will go. By the way, talking about cabinet picks and Scott Pruitt, as you heard there, Luke Vargas, if you caught that conversation with him, he works out of the UN, covers foreign policy heavily for Talk Media News, and we've talked to him in all parts of the world, and he says now maybe even China is a place that he's going to head to, who knows, with this new president. But Donald Trump, as he and I talked about, is tapping Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. And Pruitt is a climate denier who's worked closely with the fossil fuel industry. Bernie Sanders was touting that today and said it's sad and dangerous. But this is it hasn't been announced publicly, but pretty much it's been leaked all over the place. There is nobody else. It's going to be him. He's a former state legislator, former general partner of Oklahoma City minor league baseball team as well. And he's saying, look, the Obama administration has overstepped its authority. And coming up on our next show, we're going to talk to someone about that. We're going to talk to somebody about energy, the EPA, and what does that mean? Where are we headed when it comes to regulations and our energy and what the EPA is going to do and what they aren't going to do, and you know how much of a change we'll see if it is Scott Pruitt, which of course that looks like that's what it's going to be. You know what's interesting is I just saw this report too. And because of the parade of people at Trump Tower, which is interesting to watch for sure, I saw this report about how much of the combined wealth do you think is walking into the tower? Well, they say the combined wealth, $14 billion. And here's the thing. Of course it makes sense because you've got four billionaires. Because who are Donald Trump's friends? It's the people you know that you're trying to pull into your administration, which we've seen from every single president. So I don't know. It's not a complete shock, but it is interesting, isn't it? NBC did a story on it, and they said that the cabinet stands at around $14.5 billion. So if you like, you went through the list. I just said Linda McMahon. That's $1.16 billion. Jeff Sessions, $15.8 million. Elaine Chao, people forget this, Secretary of Transportation, who is married to Mitch McConnell, $16.9 million. You've got Betsy DeVos, who's in there, Secretary of Education, worth $5.1 billion. And then Tom Ricketts, the Deputy Secretary of Commerce, $5.3 billion for him. So interesting to see the combination of people, but like I said, not a shock because who are the people in Donald Trump's circle? Who are the people like the McMahons who've supported him? Well, that makes sense if you look at that, point of view. And, you know, so much is also made, this is just kind of a quick aside, so much is made of Tiffany Trump that she's like the odd woman out in that family. And apparently, you know, because that's his second wife's offspring, Marla Maples, apparently she was touring Harvard Law School and the Secret Service, because now the Secret Service has to be around his kids, right? So she was touring the law school. Most people, because Harvard's used to famous people and sometimes infamous people. So I think they recognized her, but it didn't ruffle any feathers. But anyway, she graduated from the University of Pennsylvania last spring, and so did her father, and so did her half-sister Ivanka. There's sort of been a line of Trumps there. And she was pretty good at Penn, I guess, got straight A's and whatnot. So apparently now there's a possibility of her going to law school. I mean, she took the law school admissions test, and looks like she may be going to Harvard, which is kind of interesting. So no chance of her doing anything in this administration because they keep making fun of the kids and where are they going to pop up. But it looks like she'll pop up probably somewhere in Beantown going to school, most likely. By the way, Mark Cuban has reacted to Donald Trump. Remember he was saying how awful it was when he was running and disgraceful and all that kind of thing. Mark Cuban saying something a little bit different, and why is that? We'll talk about it next. Plus, we'll check the mailbag.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Yeah, the mail is definitely here, and if you've listened to this show even just a handful of times, you know what a big deal I make out of our mail. And the reason why is because you, yes, you are downloading the show, bravo, at different times of the day, frankly. You go on to GCNlive.com, or perhaps you're going on to TuneIn, and you listen to the show when you're jogging, when you're going to pick somebody up, whatever it is. Cool. It all works. But then you kick yourself because you missed a conversation you wanted to jump in on, like, oh, Linda McMahon, Small Business Administration. Does that fit? That's pretty interesting stuff. And how about the latest in a series of Donald Trump's tweets? Here's the deal. You want to make, not do you want to make a quick buck, but eventually somebody will take all those tweets. Could you do that? I don't know if you could. But if you could take the tweets and put them in a book, you could have a day. You could have a day. No, how about a year in the life of Donald Trump through the 140-character world? I just gave somebody a good idea. Although, I have a feeling you probably can't take someone's personal tweets and put them in a book, but it would have to be public if you have them out there, right? So let me mention this Mark Cuban thing, and then we're going to fly to the mailbag. Mark Cuban said, was quoted as saying, I hope Trump's a superstar. And why is he saying that? Because that's a smart thing to say, right? So if he was having a feud with Donald Trump, now he's elected president of the United States. We've seen already Trump buries the hatchet with everyone. He gets it. Listen, it's a dogfight in politics. So ahead of his congressional testimony on the proposed AT&T Time Warner merger, Cuban was asked by CNBC about Trump's relationship with businesses. Considering his recent talks to keep carrier jobs from leaving for Mexico, and his tweet called out Boeing over the cost of Air Force One, the cost of it, as you know. And Cuban said, Donald Trump's our number one draft pick. He's who we put our hopes and dreams with, and we're going to believe in him. Right now, it's a little bit easier because we haven't played a game yet. Of course, makes complete sense to me. That's what you do. Let's hope. Of course we want to see him succeed, right? Let's go to Kathy in Washington. Hey, Kath, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. What's happening in your world?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people in Grace Harbor County, where I live, are happy that Donald Trump got in. And I really feel that there's a more positive feeling, I don't know, here on the harbor it is, but in America I hope so too. I really feel that, I think that, you know, he doesn't play the political game. And that's what I think Americans are looking for. Something that is different, that can not be so political.
Well, I would agree. I think the Rust Belt, I think the frustration over lost jobs, and I think disenfranchised peeps say no more. We want to see something different, so why not take a chance? And this is exactly it. So no matter who you voted for, no matter what happened, I think you back them up.
You back your president.
Yes.
And see, I'm from the Midwest, Kate, even though I live out here way in Washington. But I always back my... I might not agree with him. And
right.
You know, I just turned 60 in November, so hey, I've been around for a while.
No, that's not old.
Oh, I'm not saying it's old. I just said I turned 60, okay?
There you go.
Anyway, I feel that Donald Trump is a fresh breath of fresh air. And I have a lot of faith. And I'm feeling that these faith vibes are going towards him and going towards how he feels about America and how he wants to do good for our country.
Yeah. Oh, I think he does want to do well for the country. Are you kidding? I mean, listen, it's just like keeping score too. If you take this job, you want your legacy to do. You want things to go well. I can't imagine you don't. No matter who you are. So yeah, absolutely. And there's no question about it with him. I would agree.
Yes. And you know about keeping score, man. How about those Cubbies? I'm just digging on that.
Wow. Yes. The Cubs winning was unbelievable. And to have that Game 7, the drama, and then to win that way was incredible.
Yeah, and I just want to bring them up again because I love my Cubs. Okay, I was born and raised in Illinois, and my dad was a diehard Cub fan.
Yay.
I probably have a Cub bobblehead from probably 1968.
Ooh, hang on to that. That's worth something.
I know it, man. I'm just blessed to have it. You got that right.
I love it.
I'm just so glad that I feel a positive change. And that's from Oak Rim, Washington, okay?
Kath, we're glad that you checked in. I love it. Positive change from Kathy. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, for sure. Do not tell anyone where you have that bobblehead. I guarantee that is worth some serious money. If you put that out there on an auction block, you'd get some pretty good change, guarantee it. Speaking of the Cubs, I'll just throw this in here. The Yankees have reunited with closer Aroldis Chapman. They did a 5-year, $86 million deal. He was with the Cubs. They knew that he was going to go because they can't keep that whole team together and especially that whole rotation. And it makes sense that probably he was going to go to the Yankees. So that's it. He's gone. He is, the former Cub is now a Yank. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag. And here's one from Joe. He emails us a lot. Kate, you know, it's interesting to see some of what's been happening on the road to the White House, as you would call it. A little bit of the snipiness continues, but more people are starting to tap into the Let's Make America Great theme and back this new president up instead of let's tear him down because we don't like some of what he did on the campaign trail. Yeah, more people are saying that. I just went through this thing. That's why I pulled up your email, because even some diehard Democrats are saying they didn't vote for him, they didn't want him, but he's the guy. So this is the guy, and he may surprise a lot of people. By the way, it's interesting because I got this from Nancy, who said, Kate, did you see that study that showed that a lot of Trump's press coverage has been just nothing but negative? And I did see it. It was a study that was released by Harvard's Kennedy School on the Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy. So they dive into these kinds of things, and they ran the numbers, the data, if you will, that negative media coverage of Donald Trump was 77% during the general election. Remember, Trump complained during the campaign that the media was biased against him in favor of Clinton. The study found that while Clinton received more negative coverage than positive, it was only 64% negative in the general election. When it came to the questions of candidates' fitness for office, Clinton and Trump had equally high negative numbers, 87%. But overall, the number was more negative for Donald Trump. And Clinton actually got more negative coverage than Trump when the primary campaigns were going on. And she got 62% negative coverage to Trump's 56%. Because remember the whole Bernie Sanders thing, the tax there would have certainly brought that down. But it's pretty interesting. The study looked at news reports from ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, the LA Times, NBC, the New York Times, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. So they kind of tried to get a smattering of your greatest hits to see where that ended up, and 77% not surprised by that. All right, this one is from Alan, who says, Kate, you were talking about marijuana, I think, the other day. Maybe I heard you talking about it on another show, and the fact that in the NFL now, you're heard for a long time the conversation about smoking pot for all the ailments for the players, that there's more people than you know. It's part of the culture, even if it's illegal, it's in small amounts. But you had the coach for the Golden State Warriors who's had horrific back problems, and pot's legalized in California, has had the medicinal marijuana thing. Did you see that Phil Jackson, who is with the Knicks now, said that marijuana is part of the NBA culture, and with the laws and changes, there's a better way to deal with it? I did see that. Yeah, he's the president of the Knicks, and he made that comment while he was on a sports talk show, and he was talking about Steve Kerr and him using medical, you know, medicinal marijuana to treat his back pain. Jackson had back surgery during his NBA career and said he used marijuana as well. And he said, I don't know about its medicinal ability. I had back surgery, and the year I was off, I was smoking pot during that time period. He said he thought it was a distraction for him as much as a pain reliever because of the pain being so, you know, brutal. And 28 states have laws that are favorable to some kind of marijuana for medical purposes. And we're definitely in the state of flux at this point. And then when you talk about, you know, when you talk about athletes and pot, that, again, that's not a shocker by any stretch of the imagination. Let's put it that way. All right, remember, keep those emails coming. Hit me up at americatonight.net. Click on that site, and bada bing, you will be in. Hit contact. See you in a few.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And the sun flashed our 70 years. That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. Fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. We're never gonna survive.
Tonight we're swinging for the fences, so to speak. If you want to dive in, the water's warm, you certainly can join us. Always talking about the transition. It's a big deal. When you've had one president for 8 years and they're out the front door, you got another one coming in. And we're in a state of flux, but it's pretty interesting to see some of the choices for as far as cabinet members are concerned and what direction we may see coming out of the Trump administration. Of course, until you get in there and you're maneuvering around and you see what it's like to play in real time, it can be a little bit different. But there's some big issues, as always, that are facing us. In the last, really, couple of decades, I could have said the same statement. You could have just plugged that easy little statement in, and I could have said, there's some big issues facing us. There always is, right? It's a big country, and we're still taking baby steps in some ways. We're not that old. Look across the pond to our elders that we broke away from, by the way. And we're still swimming. We're still swimming. We are the biggest, baddest, and best country. And always remember that on the face of the earth. I believe that. We offer people that freedom. And we want to protect those freedoms. That's key. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Whether you don't like the press or some of the people in the press or blah, blah, blah. Trust me, you don't want that to go away, because you need a watchdog. If as much as you might think the needle slants in a certain direction sometimes, and it does, then you need others to pull it back. So you have to have a free media. We don't want state-run media. Of course, we don't want that. I thought it'd be fun to check in across the country. As I was mentioning what the study from Harvard came out with as far as negative and bias and all that, and I do this every once in a while here on the show, probably once a week or so, we check the headers, I call it, across the United States to give you what's the big buzz, what's buzzworthy, and perhaps your neck of the woods. So if you're living on the West Coast and you were to look at the LA Times, you know what you would see in the LA Times? Here's what you'd see. California ballots have all been counted, more than 14.6 million, most of them for Hillary Clinton. Not a shock, right? How about this? LA is suing big retailers for tricking shoppers into thinking they were getting a great deal. Not a shock that retailers are trying to make you think you had a great deal. And then this was pretty big. LA, and this was tops buzzworthy in Los Angeles, where it's so expensive to get a house. LA backs measures to roll back mansionization in single family neighborhoods. Some of you might relate to that. You know, when you live in this quaint little neighborhood, right? I'll call it, I won't say little, you just live in this quaint neighborhood, and you have a lot of ranchers or, you know, single family dwellings, and all of a sudden your area gets hot, hot, hot. Now, if you're selling and some big bad real estate person comes in and they're going to give you serious buckage for it, that's one thing. But what happens when you got this, you really are proud of your house, you put some money into it, and you've got McMansions going up all around you? Oh, it's the worst. You get cannibalized. It's almost like you got to sell. You can't even see anymore because you got high rises next to you. And I've seen this, and it's not pretty. So it's interesting to see how they'll do with the whole zoning thing. I know exactly what they're talking about. Down the street from me, that's happening a little bit. And, I mean, when I say McMansions, I'm saying really big, giant houses that sort of don't fit. But I live in a good neighborhood. I like my neighborhood. But down the street, it looks funny. It looks funny, like you have these, it's like you're the squatters, and who are these people that are coming in? And all of a sudden, that, you know, you're talking crazy money that people sometimes pump into these, they think it's hot, and they want that particular piece of land. But in L.A., it's a really, really big problem. I mean, just a huge problem in Los Angeles because of the price of real estate, people who want to live in certain areas, you just get booted out. Let's go to New York. Speaking of the East Coast, New York, what was buzzworthy is Trump selects ally of fossil fuel industry to lead the EPA. That was their headline. We already talked about Scott Pruitt and that his actions fit with the president-elect in the comments during the campaign. Then there was also a lot of Trump headlines. There also was a headline what they thought was buzzworthy in the Times. Taiwan feels forgotten, but not by Trump. Because, of course, they had that phone call. So there you go. So they don't feel neglected. And then there was also an interesting op-ed piece that had nothing to do with New York, but said, in a way, said the ghost ship could have been any one of us, which is true, talking about what happened and how sad it was in Oakland, that all those people died, really young people, in the warehouse fire, where they were just listening to music and enjoying themselves, but it was had nothing to do with anything that was going on inside the club, except for that a refrigerator, they believe, caught on fire. So it was this cool little enclave of people getting together in this neat place, and then it catches on fire, and, you know, 35 people are dead, and it's tremendously sad. And the idea that this is what's happening now, a lot of people are meeting in these kind of cool little places, but what are the fire regulations? Well, there are no fire regulations because you're just kind of jumping in there. And would they have found this, what they believe is the refrigerator thing? I don't know, but regulations would certainly make a big a difference, that's for sure. There was also a headline, and this was in a lot of other places too, about the Dylann Roof trial. He's accused of killing 9 people at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. He, of course, faces the death penalty. So there are a lot of people keeping an eye on this. It is buzzworthy. It was ridiculously sickening what happened. And, you know, this is back in 2015, in June of 2015. And just stunning. And now Roof is in a uniform, the prison uniform, and they say he's expressionless. He just stares down at the table and sits in court for 7 hours, and then they go through and talk about the attack, and he's charged with 33 counts, including hate crimes resulting in death, and faces a death penalty trial in state court that's scheduled for mid-January. So federal prosecutors rejected his offer to plead guilty in exchange for a sentence of life without parole. What's amazing is the family members of so many who were killed in that horrific tragedy have forgiven him. They said they don't want to carry around hate in their heart. And right after it happened, just a few weeks after it happened, those kind of comments started to come out. And I thought that was pretty darn amazing for so many people who were definitely ripped apart to be able to come out and say that, but they had strong religious conviction and thought it was wrong to not say that and just have hate in their heart. And again, to have that across the board, I thought pretty much was something I had never, ever seen before. So you go from east to west and everywhere in between, and it's the Trump cabinet positions, whether we're talking about Chicago, Indiana, Pennsylvania, if we bounce back to the East Coast, San Francisco, back to the West Coast. Everybody has a top headline having to deal with the EPA choice, Scott Pruitt, and other cabinet spots as well. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.